gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. We're having all kinds of fun, as I've been saying all throughout today's show, because we've had a great lineup of guests, and they continue in this hour of the broadcast. We held him over from a prior hour. His name is Jonathan Saltman. He is the founder of International Aero Car Care, and we're going to continue our conversation with him momentarily. Amir Rosenbaum from Spectra Performance. He's the guy that drove a Cadillac-powered rocket ship, missile-like machine on the Bonneville Salt Flats a little while back at more than 400 miles an hour, and we'll have to find out what Amir is planning for Speed Weeks this year and what other stuff he's got up his sleeve. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number, 800. It is 259-9231. Email boblongradio@yahoo.com. And we'll keep that trivia question out there just one more segment, and then we'll throw out another one. I may have a winner here. I noticed a few emails just trickled in a moment ago. I have to double-check to make sure it is a proper winner. So if you would like to take a stab, back in the early 1980s, Ford had the EXP, and there was a Mercury version of that EXP, the two-seater spinoff of the Ford Escort back in the time. I'm so used to saying the Ford Focus, but it was the Escort back then. 800-259-9231. Talking all kinds of cool products, and we'll continue right now to talk with the founder of International Aero Products. And we left off telling everybody about Immaculate. Jonathan, why don't we talk about Protect? This is a product that works on both tires as well as plastic and vinyl, and that's not an easy combination to have all in one product.
That's absolutely true. We had to develop something that wouldn't fling, as it's referred to. You know, when you've washed your vehicle and you've put some protection on your tire and you drive off, and you get these little black spots that show up in a day or two because the conditioner that you put on your tires doesn't actually penetrate, and it slings down the side of your vehicle, and then dirt and dust accumulates. Well, obviously, with an aircraft, when they drop the landing gear at 160 to 170 miles an hour, that stuff would go everywhere down the side of the airplane. So just like on the vehicle, we had to develop something that would actually penetrate into the surface. And the other thing I'm not a real big fan of is the real, real, real shiny, high-gloss surface finish.
Me too.
And yep. So we developed a product that actually penetrates in. You wipe the surface, and what we recommend to customers is to spray it on a sponge or a towel, wipe the tire, and then wipe the other three tires around the vehicle. Then go back to your first tire and just take a dry towel and just wipe it once around just to ensure that there's nothing that's left in the treads. And then when you drive off, you won't see any sling down the side of your vehicle, but it's got a nice, deep, natural black look to it. It has a mild shine, if you will, but it's not that glossy, oily look to it.
Yeah, that is so true. I'm not a fan of those really kind of artificially looking cleaned tires. It just doesn't look right, no matter how you slice it. Let's talk about an exterior soap that you've developed. It's called Suds. What makes this soap different from all the others, Jonathan?
Well, a lot of soaps that are out there are very, very high in pH, very alkaline in pH, and they do that to make it a little bit easier for them to cut some of the dirt and grime off the vehicle. Unfortunately, when it does that, it's also usually damaging to any protection or wax that you have on the vehicle. Obviously, with aircraft, we had to be very, very careful and cognizant of that as well. So we developed a soap that is much lower in pH than normal soaps that are out there. Normal soaps will have a range of 11 or 12, which is very high in the pH scale, and ours is very close to neutral pH. It's got a very soft, silky feel to it. It's got the natural emulsifiers and lubricating agents that will keep any of the dirt and dust from scratching the surface of the vehicle, but also not be harsh that it'll strip away any of your protection or any of your wax off the vehicle. Gives it a very, very nice look, and even when you rinse the vehicle, you'll see a very good amount of beating up of the waters because of the protection that we actually fortify our soap with, our suds with.
That sounds great. In addition to using traditional methods to spread the word about the products from International Aero care, you Aero Products, I should say. You, I understand, do a lot of kind of outreach at events, whether they be car club meetings or local car shows or a local donut shop. Tell us a little bit about where International Auto Products is often seen and a little bit about the reason why you're doing that.
You know, we're a non-traditional company. We're not the kind of company that takes the standard steps in their marketing and in their exposure to the industry, because we've actually had very unique abilities and exposures around the world because of our aerospace. I'm a very hands-on person. I'm the kind of guy that likes to go to the weekend car shows and the evening get-togethers at the local IHOP or local burger stand with the local team. So I wanted our team members and our organization to do the same thing and expose people to our products by just giving it out to everyone. Let everyone try each and every one of our products and give them samples so they can use. So we do have team members that are throughout the United States. In the next couple of weeks on our website, we're going to be announcing a very unique marketing means that is has never been used in I think any medium or any industry, where I think it's going to be a wonderful way for people to get involved and people to express to others, all people that are motorheads like us, and show everyone what our product can do and give them a chance to express their knowledge and use some of their contacts and associations with various people and automobile clubs and car shows and whatnot, and really help get our product out there to the market and to the consumers.
As you launch into some of the big stores that you mentioned that you're negotiating with, I would imagine you're probably being a hands-on guy. I can envision some very interactive displays perhaps in those stores. Have you started thinking about that?
Yeah, we have. You know, we've got some really, really neat displays, and we'll have photographs of those actually up on our website when the site goes live. We've got some really neat displays that convey the automotive as well as the aerospace industry, and some fun, neat ways of conveying that with airplanes actually on the display, and the way that the products are lined up on it look almost like as though they're in from formation, and aircraft landing and lights that are on the displays, really, really neat, fun and displays that really grab your attention and let you know that this is some top quality stuff.
Excellent. Jonathan, of course, on the high end of today's automotive market, there are a lot of automobiles that use a lot of exotic materials. It's not unusual to find carbon fiber on some high-end sports machines, and certainly the use of aluminum has become much more common than it was 5 or 10 years ago. I would imagine you guys have a leg up on many of the other wax companies, traditional companies that are just used to traditional materials. These advanced materials are definitely more aerospace-like than anything else.
Correct. They actually started in the aerospace industry and then trickled down to the automotive and marine industry. So they're all surfaces and materials and that we've been dealing with for a number of years, and have perfected our products and our techniques based on the utilization on aircraft. Again, that's why it sort of made it ideal for us to go to the automotive market with our products, because all of our products were developed specifically for those unique surfaces and those unique materials.
Excellent. Jonathan, one more time, why don't you give out your complete web information as well as that telephone number?
Terrific. Our phone number is 1-800-337-WASH. And our website is International Aero, and Aero is A-E-R-O, products.com. And there will also be a link on our main website for our organization, which is internationalaero.com. So either internationalaeroproducts.com or internationalaero.com.
Well, Jonathan, I didn't know about your product lineup. I'm glad my producer, Rob, hooked us up. I look forward to talking with you more in the future.
Love to do that. Appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you, Jonathan. We'll take a pit stop, and then Amir Rosenbaum. Don't go away.
Seems I always end up driving by.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, so what happens if I've got a claim?
You call our 800 number.
And get some guy in Kuala Lumpur?
No, we actually have an in-house claims unit.
And it'll take, like, months to send me my check.
Oh, we're lightning fast with our settlements.
Of course, you'll probably send me to your brother-in-law's repair shop.
Sir, the restoration shop is always your choice.
One more question.
Sure.
What kind of a freak house are you guys running?
Some things are too good to be true, like Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit Haggerty.com.
You know, these days, we all can afford to save some money. Let me tell you about a simple device called the Tornado that helps your vehicle go further on a tank of gas. It works by creating a swirling effect in your engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of fuel and air, giving you more power and more mileage. You can't go wrong. Tornado is easy to install and comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado device today.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. April 22nd, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1508.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1547.03, $773.52 for a half ounce, or $386.76 for a quarter ounce. That's $1547.03, $773.52, and $386.76.
The Constitution and the Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore, trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support of the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I've teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter ounce pure gold coin. For only $390 plus shipping, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available, so get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need My Pillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, My Pillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. My Pillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. My Pillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. My Pillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. We do have a winner finally on this long overdue trivia question. Back in the early 1980s, Ford spun off a sporty two-seater variant of the Escort, early 1980s, it was like 81, 82. Wasn't around for long because it was neither a sports car or really not that much of a sporty car either. The Ford variant was called the EXP. The Mercury variant was called the Lynx. And we want to congratulate George, who's in Let's see, Huntsville, Alabama. Thank you, George, and we'll send you a little token of our appreciation. Let's throw out another trivia question. What was the name of that Cadillac that had its body built in Italy and then flown over here to this country for final assembly? This was in the late 80s and early 90s. What was the name of that two-seater Cadillac? The telephone number, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Speaking of Cadillacs, this next gentleman set a record going more than 400 miles an hour in a Cadillac-powered, I call it, rocket ship. He'll tell us more at the Bonneville Speed Flats just a little while back. I last saw this gentleman at the SEMA show in Las Vegas back in November. It's my pleasure to welcome back the president, founder, and CEO of Spectra Performance, the man who likes to go mighty fast, Mr. Amir Rosenbaum. Amir, how you doing?
I'm good, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing fine. So give us an update. What have you been working on in recent months?
Well, I'll just give you a really quick update on the Streamliner. It is a car. I mean, I know you don't think it's a car. It doesn't look like a car, but it's really a car. It's got four wheels and a steering wheel and a you know, five-speed transmission and a gas engine, and it's 415 on gasoline. It's not bad. It's a rush. But here's what we're doing now. We started last year. We resurrected an event that used to be called the Virginia City Hill Climb, and we now call it the Spectre 341 Challenge. And what it is, we call it, the nickname we gave it is the Nürburgring of Nevada.
Oh, cool.
Because it's in Nevada. And it answers the ultimate question. You ready? The ultimate question. What is the fastest streetcar out there?
Ooh.
And here's how it answers it. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So right now, the way people test cars, magazines, TV shows, what have you, they could either subject them to a very basic metrics, 0 to 60, quarter mile. They take a parking lot, they drive in a very big circle, and they come up with some numbers, and they go, who's got the best numbers? The problem with that is that's not a very good streetcar. That's just a car that does 0 to 60, quarter mile, and drives in a circle real fast. It's not really a car you drive on the street. So the next step is they take them to the track. They put them on the track. But if you read those magazine comparisons, more oftentimes than not, the car that has the fastest lap time, they then take these cars and they drive them on nearby windy roads, you know, mountain roads.
Yeah.
And then they do an evaluation. And so when you get to the end of the article, it says, well, this one here got the fastest lap time, but we picked this other one instead.
Yeah, very true.
And then everybody writes in and says, how could you do that? It came out with the best numbers. We don't understand. And here's why. See, the thing about it is that a track is really a track. It's not a real street. It's designed for, it's really designed to go fast, safe. The problem with that is that real roads aren't like that. You know, real roads don't have runoff areas, and they don't have specially designed guardrails with shock-absorbing tendencies, and they don't have a track camber angle to help the car through the turn. Usually, you know, tracks are very level. Once in a while, you'll get a track with a little hill, and then that's considered a really big deal. But real roads are very different. And so what we've got here is a real road. It's 5.2 miles. It starts at 5,000 feet elevation. It goes to 6,200. It's got a lot of twists and turns. You get some real high speed. There's no guardrails, and there's huge drop-offs. And so and what it is, really, in Europe, they have a solution to this. In Europe, they test their cars at the Nürburgring.
Yeah,
you know, which is really a road, and you know, the cars that go fast there are really good cars. The American manufacturers, Japanese manufacturers, they ship their cars over there, and that's where they test.
That's so true.
And now they don't have to; they've got a place here in Nevada.
That's excellent. Yeah, the Nürburgring is used by all the manufacturers. You're absolutely right in setting up suspensions and in doing overall chassis tuning and transmission tuning. And I once asked one of the high-ranking people from General Motors why they utilize a Nürburgring, and he said, you know, I said, why isn't this something that you couldn't do in the U.S.? And his answer was, in the U.S., we'd have to go to three or four or five different places, but with the Nürburgring, it's got it all. But certainly sounds like this area that you found in Nevada's got it all.
It does. It's such a cool place. It's basically a road with a timing system. It's got sections where the driver has to feel fully confident in the capabilities of the car, how it communicates with the driver, how it responds to driver input, because there's really no other way to say it. You could die. So you have to be at one with the car. Over at the ring, they lose about one person a week. You know, here we don't run it every week, so we won't lose as many people. But you do get to find out if the car is really a good car or not. What it is, you don't have to do 0 to 60. You don't have to do quarter mile. And if you want to do those things, you go to the local test and tune at your local drag strip. This really tests the car for everything that it can do. It's all the intangibles. That's what this thing measures, yep. Is the intangibles. All those flavors and traits of a car that make it special or make it not very good.
It's so true.
You know,
after spending 11 years with Motor Trend and you know, witnessing a lot of these tests, I mean, you're absolutely right. When you're driving some of these wonderful new vehicles on a controlled environment, a track, you know, it definitely, you know, it shows some elements, but it's not until you get it out into the real world that you really can appreciate the overall chassis dynamics of the vehicle, the overall feel of the vehicle, because, as you say, the track is kind of a controlled environment, usually has a very good road surface on it, and it's a different ball game when you're out there in the real world, not to mention if you're out there in the real world and there's no guardrails.
Well, and I didn't mention the wild horses, because it takes out, you know, in the wild open Nevada, a lot of space there. They have a lot of wild horses. Of course, we have corner workers stationed, and so if there's horses on the track, they'll wave flags, they'll give you a break. But still, you got to watch out for that. There's no berms. There's just little shoulders on either side with gravelly stuff. So if the guy in front of you that went right before you, we don't run them together. We run one car after another. If he put a little gravel on the course, well, that's part of nature, isn't it?
Yeah.
You got to be careful.
Absolutely.
It is the coolest thing you've ever done. After three laps, after you've made three runs up the road, you forget about the lack of guardrails, you forget about all that, and you really start enjoying the road. The other thing that people stop doing after three laps is they stop staying on the right-hand side of the road. They realize you can use both lanes. A lot of people are very polite, and then a lot of people, their first or second run, they use turn signals.
Oh, interesting. When we come back on the other side, we'll hear more about this upcoming great event with Amir.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Do you have a low or malfunctioning thyroid gland? Did you know that fluoride from toothpaste or water can damage your thyroid? Did you know that your thyroid controls your intelligence, mood, metabolism, energy, and body heat levels? You can support a return to normal thyroid function by stopping your exposure to the toxic elements fluoride, chlorine, bromide, and mercury, and by detoxifying the same. The body's number one detoxifier of these elements is glutathione. Unheated whey protein from grass-fed cows is the number one superfood for raising glutathione. One World Whey is the first ever truly cold processed whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is undenatured and has the highest bioactivity of any whey protein on the market. The health benefits are real, and the taste is amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. The trivia question out there, Cadillac One. Easy question. This vehicle was made in the late 80s, early 90s. Had an Italian-designed body built in Italy, flown over to the United States in specially designed aircraft. What was the name of that two-seater Cadillac convertible? 800-259-9231. Amir Rosenbaum is with us from Spectre Performance. I last saw Amir out at the SEMA show where he had a wonderful booth which showed off the record-setting Speedliner as well as his F40 Ferrari and lots of other cool goodies. And he's telling us all about this upcoming event in Nevada. He's calling it the American Nürburgring, and definitely sounds like a great event. And Amir, one of my favorite quotes of the last several months on the radio was when I interviewed you at the SEMA show, and you were touting all of the wonderful things of Las Vegas, the fact that you can walk around with a drink in your hand, that you can go down the street and shoot a machine gun, and you can do many, many other things that we won't get into.
And what a great place to raise kids. That's the first thing that entered my mind. but it, you know what? It's a beautiful state. They have beautiful scenery. The people are really, really nice. Where this happens, this is just south of Reno. So it's a pretty easy access, easy to get to, and it's a great little town that's there. They haven't changed much since the 1890s when they were mining silver out there. You know, it's just the coolest place. Just to walk through the cemetery there and to look at the tombstones, and you get a real sense of the whole history of the place and what a hardship it was to go out there and mine and work. And they ended up building a mining road to get some of their minings up to the highway where they could do it, and that's this road. This road ended up getting paved, and now it's used as a truck road. They use it for trucks and buses. except when we rent it, I guess, from the state of Nevada, and they give it to us for a weekend.
That's great. And when is it going to be happening? Give us more details.
It's Father's Day weekend, so it's the 16th, 17th, and 18th, I think, of June. Is that right? I don't know if I got my
sounds about
right.
But
it's Friday, 17th, 18th, 19th of June. That's right. June 17th, 18th, 19th this year. The town is really putting out the welcome mat. They're going to have a huge car show in town on Friday and Saturday. We're doing a parade through town. They've been very, very hospitable. So there's going to be a lot of stuff for people to do if they're not driving. And we're opening it up. So if anybody has a car that they think is worthy, that they want to really test their metal and put the pedal to the metal and do all that stuff, this is a great event. Log on to Spectre341Challenge.com and sign up.
Excellent. And what type of vehicles are you anticipating?
Everything. Anything that's cool. You know, we even have a couple of people who are thrashing to get their cars done, and they already said, what if we don't get it done? Can we come out and rent a car? Well, we'll put a rental car class. It's for street cars. All you need is a license plate, registration, and proof of insurance. And the reason you need those three is, A, that makes it a street car, but, B, you get to the top, you get to a stop sign. You put on your turn signal, you blink left, you come down Highway 342 to get to the start. And when you go down 342, of course, you're with regular civilian traffic. So you need to have a car that's roadworthy. But other than that, if it's legal, it's got plates, registration, and insurance, bring it.
Excellent. And how is the how are the runs monitored? Are they timed, or what are some of the things that you're looking at?
We have three redundant time systems. Two of them are GPS based, and one of them is laser beam based. And they're to the guys who do this are real techno guys. I don't quite understand it, but they get to the 1/1000th of a second.
Yeah.
So they track the cars. There's 22 or so corners. Some things it's kind of hard to tell. What's a corner? What's not? It's kind of the side of a mountain. But there's corner workers at every one of those spots. And we give awards for all sorts of stuff. Obviously there's the fastest time, but there's also a little spot in there for what we call a straightaway. It's not really a straightaway. It's sort of a dogleg kink, but you can keep it floored there. And we got a radar gun at the end, or two laser beams now this year. We're going to use lasers, so it's very precise. And we'll get top time, fastest time, and then we'll break cars into classes. And unless somebody shows up with a car exactly like yours, and I mean it's got to be exactly like yours, you're going to win your class, whatever it is. It's for fun.
Excellent. And have you run this event before, or is this the inaugural time?
This is our second year. We had a great year last year. Last year was the inaugural year for us. The event was running from 1972 until 2002, and then it stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And we weren't running it. I was participating in it, and I thought, this is one of the best-kept secrets in the world. This is such a cool event. But it stopped in 2002. It happened to be the year that I ended up setting the all-time record. So that's kind of that's why we call it the challenge now. It's like, let's see who can come out, break the record. Last year we had Steve Millen come out with his one of the Targa cars that he runs at Nova Scotia, New Zealand and stuff,
uh-huh.
Race car. And he did well. We had Mark Gillies with Car and Driver. He brought a Dodge prepared ACR Viper.
Uh-huh.
That came in on a trailer with sticky tires and everything, and he did pretty well too. Nobody came close to the record, but it's their first year. You know, you got to kind of learn it.
Absolutely. What did you set the record in? The F40?
F40, yeah. It's a slightly modified F40, but it's basically a street car. It's got plates, it's got insurance, it's registered. it's a car, you know. When my kids were little, I had a baby seat in the front, so.
You're a man after my own heart. Once again, that is so cool. I have a 5-month-old daughter, so
I would be doing
the same thing.
She was born right around the SEMA showtime, I think.
That is right, just prior to that. You're absolutely right. Yeah, that F40, I got a look at it for the first time at SEMA, and you had it up on a lift. Attached to your big rig there, and what did you do to it? It's a little shortened in the wheelbase. Is that what it is?
No. It's basically stock. We wanted to get a little more boost, but the F40 is one of two road cars that Ferrari built with Magneti Marelli ignition, and Magneti Marelli is sort of the electronic version of a supermodel on crack. Sometimes it works really good, and other times you have to walk away and just kind of let it sit there for a while and then come back to it and hope it's better. But it's just neat. And so you can't really tune an Italian computer. You know, nobody does anything like that. And so the way we did it is we teed off the control valve for the wastegate and just had a little vacuum hose running up to the cockpit with a knob. And what I would do is, as the car climbed every 1,000 feet or so, I'd turn the knob and let a little, little out, and that would cheat. The car basically thought it was at sea level. And so it was producing boost as if it was at sea level, even though it was at 5,000 feet. So we got a little more boost out of it. But other than that, it's basically just a stock car. It's a U.S. car.
Amazing, and certainly a thrilling vehicle in itself. I mean, with that size, I mean, it's a relatively small displacement V8 engine, but two massive turbos and huge intercoolers. I've never had the pleasure of driving an F40, but I noticed on the auction circuit they continued to appreciate. So you got yourself not only a record-holding car there, but a highly sought-after car, Amir.
I don't know. Two problems with that. One, it's part of the family. I could never sell it. And two, it's been off-road several times, not voluntarily. And so it's not a real pristine car that most collectors go after. This thing's been, it's been used and abused, and it's got a lot of scars on the bottoms and sides. And, life has not been kind to it cosmetically. And most of these guys look for real cosmetics. But,
yeah, that's a good
but it's
point.
A trooper. It goes fast.
How about some of the modern-day all-wheel drive performance vehicles, vehicles like the Porsche 911 Turbo, the R8 from Audi, the GTR from Nissan? How do these cars generally do? Have you had some of those run the course?
We have. In fact, the guy that I was chasing for many years, who's a super nice guy and just an incredible driver himself, is a guy named Steve Vidor out of Minnesota. And he runs a roof turbo.
Oh, cool.
And he ran his fastest times were in two-wheel drive.
No kidding. When we come back on the other side, I want to hear more about that. And we're going to tell you more about the Spectra 341 Challenge coming up Father's Day weekend. This is Auto World.
Today on The Long Drive, what's Ford doing in the hybrid realm? The Long Drive is brought to you by LifeShield.
So is it too late to talk to the kids? Say
goodnight? Yeah, they're already asleep.
I really miss you guys.
Well, then you should tell your boss no more business trips.
Yeah, right. That'll go over well. Anyway, I will.
I just heard a noise downstairs.
What?
Oh, my God. Someone's in the house.
Call 911 and don't move.
But they're already in the house.
Don't put your home and your family at risk. Call LifeShield Home Security today. 877-404-7453. Get the best protection at the best price. It's 65% less expensive than ADT or Broadview. And with three layers of backup protection, LifeShield's wireless system stays on during power outages if your internet goes down, even if your phone lines are cut.
I have to get the kids.
Just wait for the police.
And right now, get 30 days of free home security with LifeShield's risk-free trial. Call 877-404-7453. Protect your home and family now. Call 877-404-7453 or visit trylifeshield.com for more. Call 877-404-7453 now.
There's lots of confusion out there, the difference between a hybrid vehicle, a partial hybrid vehicle, an electric car. Well, let's find out more from Sharif Markabee, Ford's Director of Electric Vehicle Projects.
We've had hybrid electric vehicles, which is what HEV stands for, and we launched last year the second generation, which is the Ford Fusion Hybrid. And the hybrid electric vehicle, which we call them full hybrids, which runs on high voltage, usually over 350 volts battery. What it is, it's a combination of the traditional powertrain with a gas engine, and then it's supplemented with electric power from the battery.
I'm Bob Long for TheLongDrive.com.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
Are you paying more than you have to for your home loan?
Discover how to take advantage of the lowest interest rates in decades and put money back in your pocket every month. Hometown Financial has been authorized to offer new mortgage rates that are starting a new refi boom. Rates are in the mid-4s. That means lower interest and lower payments for you. Act now to lock in your low rate for 30 years before rates go up again. You never know when waiting even one day could cost you thousands in interest payments. For a free rate quote to refinance or for first-time homebuyers, call Hometown Financial now at 800-526-5399. Our friendly professionals will help you find the loan that is best fit for you to save the maximum amount of money possible. Discover just how little you could be paying for your home. Call 800-526-5399. That's 800-526-5399. Rates might never be this low again in your lifetime. Don't miss out. Call 800-526-5399.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man. How you driving that Cadillac there? I'm telling you.
Welcome back, everybody. Amir Rosenbaum is with us. He's the gentleman who drove that Cadillac-powered vehicle, that car. I'm going to call it a car. I saw it up close and personal, the Streamliner, and you're right, not an easy vehicle for you to slip into. I don't know how you did it. Not a whole lot of cockpit room in that vehicle, Amir.
No, it takes a while to get in, and but they tell you in case of a fire, though, there's a lot of motivation, so you get out quick. But the problem is just getting in. Yeah.
We're telling everybody about the second annual Spectra 341 Challenge, and Amir is the record holder on this course. He ran it in 3 minutes, 10 seconds in a Ferrari F40, and... there's something that you have part of this event, which is exclusive. It's called the 341 Club. Tell our listeners a little bit about what the 341 Club is.
Well, it's the highway is called Highway 341. And so the 341 Club is anybody who can run the course in 3 minutes and 41 seconds or less. 341 is an incredibly fast time. It's about 85 miles an hour average. And if you don't think that's fast, you have to figure, well, that's average. And a lot of these corners are posted at 25 and 30, 35 miles an hour. It's a narrow little two-lane road, and it's, you know, you have a cliff on one side and you have a mountain with rocks on the other side. So even if you hit the mountain, you don't want to bounce too far because it'll put you over the other side. So you really, you can't screw up. But then if you want to go fast, you still have to go fast. And the idea is to not think about the mountain and just drive the road. 341 is great. There's about, I think over the years, 50-some-odd members in the 341 Club.
Wow.
And, and it's really just a matter of technology. When they started running in 72, nobody dreamed that they would break 4 minutes. And then they started breaking 4 minutes, and I think they were doing it in Ferrari Daytonas and,
yeah,
these guys were running on 14-inch XWX Michelins, you know, little skinny, narrow tires. But they were pushing the cars, and then as tires got bigger and wider and stickier and cars got faster and, you know, things just escalated from there. So the 341 Club, a lot of people set that as their goal. That's what they want. They want the hat. They want the black hat that says 341 Club member.
Well, who wouldn't? Absolutely. Before the break, you were saying that I was asking you about the popularity these days. Lots of manufacturers are using all-wheel drive. Ferrari introduced their first all-wheel drive vehicle at the Geneva Motor Show just a few weeks back. And, you know, certainly there is some performance enhancements to that. But in the case of the 341 Challenge, you were saying that the Porsche Turbo was better in two-wheel drive mode.
Well, it wasn't a Porsche. It was a Roof, which looks like a Porsche, but it's not. It's made by Lewis Roof, and I think
modified.
I'm saying this right.
Yeah.
Pfaffenhausen, Germany.
Yeah,
I'm
that sounds
sure.
right. Close
Lewis
enough.
Lewis is listening. I don't know. With the Internet now, Lewis could be listening right now. He's probably looking at his wife, Estonia, going, oh, my God, did he just say that? But anyway, neat guy, neat cars. Steve Bedore, the guy that drove the car, drove it in various configurations, all-wheel drive and rear-wheel drive, but he ran his fastest times, 312, in rear-wheel drive. And that's not to say that this was back in 2000, 2001, and I set the record in 02. It's now 9 years later, so the technology is much further along. That's not to say that an all-wheel drive car can't do it, but, you know, it's going to have to really compensate for the extra weight that the car is carrying. Ferrari's new car, they've got a system that they claim is very lightweight. It hardly adds any weight to that car, but I'd like to see somebody bring one of those up. I don't know. That would be very interesting.
It would be very interesting, definitely. Tell our listeners a little bit about the rules and how they can get involved with the 341 Spectra Challenge. So what are the basic rules and what are the requirements?
You know what, the rules, it's got to have a license plate, it's got to be registered, and it's got to have proof of insurance, and that's to satisfy NDOT, Nevada Department of Transportation, for the return road back down. The tires, they need to be DOT tires. That's it, just DOT. I mean, and they make some pretty sticky race tires that have a DOT stamp on the side, and if it's got a DOT stamp on the side, that's about it. We do get a little picky. We don't want to see a date code older than 2 years. Because what that tells us is if you haven't driven the car hard in 2 years, you should be replacing your tires or you shouldn't be doing this. Plus, tires degrade, and especially the soft ones, if they're not stored properly, you know, they can just degrade. So that's really it. I mean, as far as getting, you know, all over the rules, if it's an open car, if it's a convertible, no passengers. And there's a safety issue with that, and that's, you know, if the car goes over, they want to be able to clean up the mess and exhume the bodies as quick as possible, and open cars tend to scatter parts everywhere. Closed cars are fine. If it's a really fast car, we highly recommend, but we don't mandate, but we highly recommend if it's that fast of a car, you should have a cage, you should have belts. Obviously, we mandate a helmet. You got to have a helmet. But other than that, we blocked a lot of hotel rooms, so that shouldn't be an issue. We've got a great package where you put down one fee. It's $341 to enter.
Mm-hmm.
But if you spend $599, which I know that's a lot more money, but here's what you get. You get breakfast and lunch and drinks and snacks throughout the day, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You get a ticket to the banquet with two drink tickets. You get a T-shirt. You get a regular hat. You get a whole bunch of other goodies. It's well worth it. And then you don't have to worry about it. You just get abandoned. We'll have lunch trucks there, and so you can get plenty of water and hydrate and snacks and fruit and breakfast and lunch and stuff like that. So
that's great. I would imagine it would be great fun to just hang around some of the other participants and take a look at their vehicles.
Yeah, because you know what? It's one thing to go to a car show and you see all the cars. It's another thing to go to this event, and you see these things just tearing off and just hustling up the road. It's a sight. You know, you don't see that every day. It's really, really cool. And you get to meet some of the nicest people you're going to meet anywhere. There's great energy, great buzz. You don't have to drive a car on the hill to just come out and experience it. It's just a great event. And if you have a neat-looking car, bring it to the car show. The town is sponsoring that, and, you know, I don't know, you might even win a nice little trophy.
That sounds great. Amir, as far as horsepower is concerned, at last year's event, did anybody bring, you know, any mega horsepower vehicles, 1,000 horsepower, 900, 800? What was the most powerful vehicle represented last year?
We don't have a dyno on site, so we don't really know. And a lot of guys sandbag, and a lot of them hold back, and a lot of them talk big talk. You know, it's more than just power. That's the thing. Is I mean, you can have 1,000 horsepower, but you might not be able to put it to good use. God knows the F40 doesn't have 1,000 horsepower, not even close. It's mm-hmm. putting out probably in the low 500s with boost and everything. And it's really a combination of everything. That's really the idea here, is that, you know, you need to have the right combination and good feedback from the car, and you have to have trust in the car and good communication with the car and what it's doing, so that you feel good enough about driving it at a real high rate of speed without risking anything. That's really the idea.
That's definitely the idea, without risking too much, because as you say, one mistake on this road and you could be in some pretty serious trouble. Are you limiting the number of participants, or is that pretty wide open?
We're holding it to 50.
Okay.
We're 50, and we just started accepting applications, so it's really early on. I mean, this is in June, so we have a few months yet, but 50 is about it. We could probably sign up more. The problem there is that it gets too crowded, and, you know, we're looking for quality over quantity. So, you know, 50 is about it. We've got some famous names coming. There's going to be some really cool cars. Millen is coming back this year with two cars, I think one for him and one for Kyle, his son. And,
great.
Yeah, they're going to be running in different classes. And it's very intense, but it's very low-key and a lot of fun.
I know out at SEMA you were talking with my buddy Bill Goldberg about perhaps coming out there. You should try and reconnect with him.
He would love this. And you know what? And here's the deal for you. You come out, okay, and I know you don't have time because of the shows and everything to drive out, drive back. You fly out to Reno. We'll pick you up. We're going to have a fleet of company cars out there. And they're all cool cars, from muscle cars to hot rods to all sorts of stuff. I'll give you the keys to any of them. We've got helmets. We'll loan you. Go out there. Take a drive. You'll love it.
That sounds great, Amir. Definitely. We'll have to explore that a little bit further. In the meantime, why don't we once again remind everybody of the special website that you've set up for this event, and I just logged on to it during the last break, and you got lots of cool stuff up there. What's the website?
It's Spectre341Challenge.com, and Spectre is spelled S-P-E-C-T-R-E.
Excellent. Amir, no doubt we'll talk again real soon. Thank you so much for your time here today.
Thank you, Bob. Have a great day.
All right. That's going to do it for this hour and this edition of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. I want to thank you for coming along for the ride. Check out my website, autoworldradio.com, boblongradio.com, and gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.